Miracles. Little miracles are happening around the world every day. Thanks to the grace of God, the generosity of compassionate Americans, and the work of a very special agency, each little miracle is worth celebrating. Catholic Relief Services has been rushing help and inspiring hope for more than 65 years. Started by Catholics to bring relief to the refugees of World War II, CRS remains the international humanitarian agency of the Catholic community in the United States. We are devoted to embracing God's poorest, most vulnerable people around the world. CRS provides life-saving food, shelter, and medicine to people in great need, regardless of their race, religion, or nationality. We respond in times of emergency, both natural and man-made. But more than that, CRS is committed to breaking the cycle of poverty itself by meeting the long-term needs of families and communities alike. Simple but essential basics like clean water, sustainable agriculture, education, and livelihoods all add up to self-sufficient, thriving communities. Today, Catholic Relief Services touches nearly 130 million lives in more than 100 countries. How does Catholic Relief Services meet these seemingly overwhelming challenges? Well, our remarkable effectiveness and efficiency all come down to two big factors. First and foremost, CRS is continually supported by the generosity of donors all over the United States. Your commitment to help our brothers and sisters overseas is what makes our work possible. And that is why we work hard to be good stewards of the resources entrusted to us. More than 90% of all CRS expenditures go directly to programs that benefit the poor overseas. And the second key to our success can be found in our partnerships.
Partners are absolutely critical to the work we do. And one of the strengths that CRS has, and a strength that's been consistently recognized by the different donors that we work with, is the partners that we have. These partners have access to the communities. They know more than anybody else the needs of those communities. They work with them on a daily basis. They work with the local government structures. And that facilitates the work that we're able to do and the support that we're able to provide them.
In Afghanistan, CRS supports a wide variety of local partners so we can reach the most vulnerable communities. Since 2003, CRS has been working with local partners in both rural and urban areas to open schools for girls and women who have found the rights and opportunities for an education so elusive.
After 30 years of conflict, education infrastructure has been largely destroyed. People have been displaced a number of times over that time period. So there are several generations of Afghans who have had limited or no access to education in their lifetimes. And so there's now this incredible hunger, this incredible commitment amongst Afghans to get their boys and their girls educated so that their children have the opportunities that they never had to contribute to kind of the rebuilding of the country.
CRS supports the Afghanistan National Association of the Deaf, so children who might otherwise be forgotten can learn, grow, and play an active role in the reconstruction of their country. Children now have a joyful place to study and communicate. CRS has a long history of helping people pick up the pieces despite great odds. Created in 1943 as War Relief Services, everyday Catholics across America gave thousands of Polish refugees a new home and a new life in Mexico. Since then, we have helped millions during calamities like famine, earthquakes, floods, and war. But along the way, we began to realize that we are called to do more than save lives. We also must help people get back on their feet, help communities sustain themselves, and build a better life for their children. After Hurricane Mitch slammed into Central America in 1998, CRS formalized our three-part strategy of emergency response. First, we save lives and provide necessities. Second, we create opportunities for jobs, schools, and the rhythms of life to resume. And third, we help communities rebuild the foundation for a bright future. This strategy was at the heart of our five-year response to the devastating Indian Ocean tsunami in 2004 and the catastrophic 2010 earthquake in Haiti. Through it all, CRS can do all this because of the generosity and compassion of our donors. CRS donors help us care for vulnerable people when the only emergency is their daily struggle for food and shelter, clean water, basic health care, and education. This is the daily crucible for millions of people overseas.
One of the general ways in which we, as Catholic Relief Services, approaches the work of development and the work of relief that we do is to understand it in the context of integral human development. It's a term that comes out of Catholic social teaching that helps us to understand the individual as a holistic being, someone with not just one particular asset or characteristic, but someone that has multiple characteristics and assets.
Catholic Relief Services approaches emergency relief and long-term care holistically, ensuring all people are able to participate in the very fullness of life. One of our highest priorities is to respond to the suffering caused by HIV and AIDS. CRS helps those living with the disease to care for themselves and others through a comprehensive continuum of care, from initial testing to antiretroviral therapy to home-based and palliative care. With a combination of these components, thousands of people are able to return to a normal life. In Zambia, one of these people is an inspiring woman named Mutinda Kalenga. She's able to go to work every day and also counsels other patients struggling with HIV to get back on their feet.
Before treatment, I was very sick, in, out from hospital, 1 week home, 2 weeks in hospital, like that. But now I'm all right. I'm fit. I'm able to go to do my business. So when I was sick, I couldn't manage to do that. But now I'm able to do my hard work. Yes.
From family dinner tables to church pews, millions of compassionate Catholics in all 50 states are living their faith by participating in CRS programs like Operation Rice Bowl to assist our brothers and sisters overseas through the Lenten traditions of praying, fasting, learning, and giving. Many Americans also make a real positive difference by choosing to buy fair trade products through the CRS Fair Trade Network. By shopping for fair trade crafts, coffee, and chocolate, people make a strong connection with hardworking, disadvantaged workers around the world. Our CRS Fair Trade Network guarantees fair wages to these artisans, farmers, and workers. It also provides the technical and financial assistance that are so rarely available in the conventional trading system. Catholic Relief Services backs up its humanitarian relief overseas with a strong advocacy here at home to address the root causes of poverty. Inspired by Catholic social teaching, CRS engages Americans to examine issues that dramatically affect the well-being of poor and vulnerable people worldwide. We invite Catholics to pray, learn, act, and give in support of our gospel mission.
I think CRS's work is very important because not only does it raise awareness and help poverty-stricken areas and help those who are in situations where they need help and they don't know where to turn to, there's a lot going on in this world that isn't necessarily just, and I'm glad that CRS is there to help show examples of where there can be improvements and where we need work.
When people find out what Catholic Relief Services does every day to alleviate human suffering for millions of people around the world, they realize they want to be part of it. The prayers and generosity of the faithful in the United States touch the lives of millions of people like Doreen from Uganda. She was an orphan. Today, she is a teacher, thanks to the support of CRS.
the people of the United States of America and the Catholic Relief Services with its donors, they didn't quit. They said, we have to do something about this problem. You put a hope and it grew. There was a light in my life and it shines. I want to say that you people, you are our heroes. You have done it all. You are our stars.
Yes, you are the stars to millions of people around the world. Through CRS, you are performing little miracles. Come join us and see just how far your heart can reach. For more information about Catholic Relief Services, please visit www.crs.org.